Good morning. We'll call the October 7th, 2014 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First things, the approval agenda, Mr. Lawson.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. I have one recommended amendment to the agenda this morning. We have no items under executive session today, so we can strike pending potential litigation and land acquisition, as well as possible actions on executive session items.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
I do.
Phillips?
In reference to executive session, I did want to bring to the attention of the administration that we're waiting on minutes of the executive sessions from quite a while back, and I would hope that could be expedited. That's all, Mr. President.
Anything else? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
May I make
Mrs. Deaver.
One little statement? I just met a young lady who said she's brand new to Sussex County. Can I ask her to stand up and give us her name, please? And welcome to Sussex County.
Well, thank you. My name is Susan Hyatt. I live in Bridgeville.
All right. Thank you very much.
We have the minutes of September 30th. Any corrections, additions, questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Rutt.
There's one letter, Mr. Vincent, and let me read it. Dear Mr. Vincent, Mr. Wilson, Mrs. Deaver, Mr. Cole, and Mr. Phillips, on behalf of the Autism Delaware community, I'd like to thank each of you for your support of this year's Blue Jean Ball. Sussex County Council has been a longtime supporter, and we are grateful that you continue to give to the autism community through this event. The number of children with autism in Delaware's public schools has risen 754% in the past 22 years, meaning we have much more work than ever to do to support families in need of services. We serve the community through efforts as diverse as the Children's Beach House Camp in August and our nationally recognized adult vocational services, and much more. If any member of the council would like to learn more, I'd be happy to visit with them. Many thanks, Teresa Avery. And Ms. Avery is Executive Director of Autism Delaware. And that's all the correspondence.
Any correspondence from council?
Okay. I would say that I attended the autism banquet in Rehoboth, and it was an exceptional event. I think they raised a lot of money for a very good cause. And, I appreciate this council allowing us to support that organization.
Sally Beaumont. I know she's here. There you go. Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities, to report on your live conference.
Here I am again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Can't believe it's been a year since we had our first annual.
Thank you.
And you say you're highly paid executive? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You're strictly volunteer.
One of my volunteer jobs.
All right.
I volunteer. Okay. Well, last year our topic was live. Of course, we all want to live, and it was live healthy, live healthy, active, and stay at home. This year, we brainstormed about a year ago about what to do, and we came up with living safe and secure. We have a terrific, on the second page, we have a terrific line of speakers. Rita Landgraf will be there. She's kicking us off what's the state doing? And I don't know if you've ever heard Rita speak, but she's really excellent. And she's very, very devoted to our county, which is great. We have Lester Johnson is going to come down and speak about our elder scams and so forth, which is rampant. We have, I have a George Camacho retired. We have another detective, a panel of people who are going to talk about home invasions and good. Elder abuse, physical abuse, rape, etc. We have RSVP there to kind of wind us down after lunch. And we have the last session, which I think is the best. I call it Protect Your Assets, Your Assets. Because these two ladies have a wonderful practice, and they are working with seniors and people to have them protect their assets, and so they're going to wrap it up. So I'm hoping it's only $5, includes breakfast and lunch. Todd was there last year. I'm hoping to get to have, I'm inviting all of you, and of course the $5 will be waived if that's necessary. We'd love to see you there, even if it's for a short time. We're going to be at the Sussex Academy because it wasn't large enough to be a cheer. It was too tight. Parking was terrible. So we hope this is going to be as successful, if not more.
Cheer wasn't large enough.
Cheer
didn't.
They were wonderful.
But there wasn't enough space.
We had 256 participants, 25 vendors. I had stopped the enrollment like 2 weeks before. We couldn't take any walk-ins. Now the Sussex Academy is a beautiful venue as far as space. Only thing is, we have to buy our own chairs and tables. Not buy, but rent and that kind of thing. So it's a little more work, but I think it's worth it. So I appreciate your support. I can't say because we got $2,500 from the state of Delaware through the Division on Aging and for persons with physical disabilities. Our vendors are paying $100 or $50, keeping Gina busy with those checks coming in and money going out. So I can't really give you a terrific accounting at this point, but I think we could hopefully at least break even, if not make a little bit.
Mm-hmm. This is the big news, what you're working on with all of our retirees here. Thank you very much.
It's very well. Well, I also want to say that all the appointees that you have made or your predecessors have made have, re-upped, with the exception of one in Mr. Wilson's, and we have a new person, Gene Campbell, who's retaken his place. So I appreciate your support, and Todd and Gina especially. Thank you very much. Any questions? And I hope to see you there.
Thank you for your committee and all the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Wow. Good luck with your day. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. I want to commend Sally Beaumont and the committee as well. I attended last year, and it was standing room only in the cheer center in the large multi-purpose room. It was quite well attended, and I think the attendants and as well as the participants got something out of it. And all from a group of volunteers, which is tremendous. And I remember Sally and I meeting a couple years ago, and she was kind of trying to find her way with this committee, and here we are. So. Congratulations.
I don't think she's having any trouble finding her way.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. The first item of business is the introduction of the new Economic Development Director. I am very pleased to announce the selection of Mrs. Melody Booker Wilkins as the new Sussex County Economic Development Director. After a very long and extensive interview process, Melody was a top candidate for the position, and the county is very lucky to be able to hire such a well-qualified and experienced professional from right here in our backyard. The county received over 20 applications from candidates throughout the country, making the review process that much more difficult. In the end, Melody was offered the position because she has the background, the experience, and the knowledge to excel as a new economic development director. And with over 25 years of experience right here in Delaware, Melody has the relationships and the trust the job requires. It gives me great pleasure to officially introduce and welcome Mrs. Melody Booker Wilkins to the Sussex County Council. Mrs. Wilkins, will you please come forward? Congratulations.
And thank you so much. I can't express my gratitude and the excitement for this opportunity. So I'd like to thank everyone here. I'm really looking forward to getting started on October the 20th and ready to go. Mm-hmm. Thank you all so very much for putting your trust in me.
The governor said, let you go?
So thank you.
Well, we are welcome to have, glad all to have right. you, Melody. Glad you. To have you.
Thank you.
Look forward to working with you.
Very much feel the same way. Thank you, Mr. President.
During the interview process, I made some calls without tipping my hand to Chamber of Commerce directors in my district, and through a course of the conversation, I worked your name in, and to a person, they all lit up and said how great you have been as a representative for Dito, and for businesses in Sussex County. So I certainly am looking forward to having you spend your full time here promoting free enterprise in Sussex County. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Councilman Phillips. Really appreciate that.
Thank you, Melody. Good job. I assume that she's going to...
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Melody will make herself available to members of the press if you have any questions so we can continue on with the public meeting. Her and Mr. Guy can go out in the lobby and answer any questions. I failed to announce, but her start date is October 20th. So her official first day is October 20th, and we're glad to have her on board. Congratulations. Okay. Item number two is the administrator's report for October 7th, 2014. Item number one. It is with great sadness that I inform you of the passing of county employee Rick Rowe, who died at his home on Sunday night. Rick started with the county on May 17, 2004 as a utility construction Tech 2 and was promoted to a Tech 3 on July 1, 2006. Arrangements are still pending, but we would ask that you keep Rick and our coworkers in your thoughts. Item number two, please be advised the county is in receipt of a letter dated October 6, 2014 from Mr. Louis D. Batanto, the development director of TD Rehoboth, LLC. The letter addressed to Mr. Lawrence Lank, Director of Planning and Zoning, requests that the county withdraw TD Rehoboth, LLC's application for rezoning of the Overbrook Town Center at this time. Since this matter has not yet gone through the public hearing process, no vote is required, and the withdrawal request will be honored.
Is that a total withdrawal? Or it's not a postponement of the October 9th hearing?
Does it matter?
Total withdrawal.
At this time, their letter asked for a withdrawal of their application.
Everything.
At which point they will have to reapply.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. President.
Andy Wright, Chief of Building Code, State Energy Code update. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I've just come before you this morning just to update you that as of May 6th, the DENREC, through the Division of the Office of Energy, has adopted the new 2012 International Energy Code, and they had a implement date to start enforcement on November 11th of 2014. Before you, a little comparison brochure that they have just put out, and it kind of goes over the changes from where we are now and where we will be. If you have any questions pertaining to that, I don't want to bore you too much with the technical details, but overall, it's going to kind of more or less come into that there will be some upfront cost to the new home construction. However, in the end result, we should see with a tighter homes, more efficient energy installation with a lot greater cost savings in the end. Okay. And also just to add to the point that from where we're working with most of the track builders, major builders, they are already either up to speed or already know that this is coming, that they're already making plans, so they're not going to see too much ripple in their construction or into the development in here in Sussex County.
So it's just one more nail in the coffin to say home builders don't have the right to build what they want to.
No, not necessarily.
Sounds like to me, sir, what you just told me.
No, I just said that mostly.
Would you mind going through briefly what you said?
Yeah, that mostly the major home builders that are in the area now that are either meeting or exceeding this already, and it's not going to see a detrimental effect in the building industry in our county.
So they're already exceeding it?
Yes.
And if you don't, what happens then? You will be told what to build, right?
No, there's different means of
ways to achieve. You can build what you want without being told? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay. Then you're back to what I said to start with. I said... What I said, make myself clear, it's one more nail in the coffin to tell homeowners what they've got to build and not to build.
There are different parameters going to be set as far as how they can achieve the compliance. So.
That's exactly what I said.
But we don't tell them how to build it. We can.
Well, you don't.
We can
tell
show
them,
if it's compliant or not.
You may not tell them, but if they don't meet the specifications, you will not pass it.
That's correct.
So you just might as well tell them.
Well, don't take it out on him, please.
I'm not snuffing against you personally.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
But this is coming from
We've had a building code for years. They've just made some
minor
changes. So it's not like it's something's all of a sudden going to be dramatically changed at this point.
I understand.
And like he says, the national builders are already doing this because they have to do it elsewhere.
I understand that, George. It's just one more nail. That's all it is. Just one more nail.
I'm sorry. Don't they advertise how well insulated these homes are and whatever that factor is? I mean, I've seen that on billboards.
Billboard, radio,
but that's
anything.
The selling point.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, we all know gas prices, energy prices,
right.
That sort of thing. We don't
right.
see any major decreases in the future. That is something that's globally
mm-hmm.
fossil fuels and that sort of thing. We're
right.
going to reach a point where we're going to try to come with better methods. In order for the consumers to have a better product.
That's what they're looking for.
Joan, there's one difference here. What you said, they're building all Rivoli homes. It's a choice. Here is no choice. They're taking away the choice of building what you want to build. In other words, it might be 6-inch insulation, but we're going to say, no, you're going to use 12, or it's whatever. You're going to do it according to their specifications. And that's what I'm saying. It's taking away the right of the individuals to make the choice yourself.
That happened a long time ago.
George, that doesn't make you right.
I know, but as Joan alluded to, this is a selling point. The consumer likes to know that when they buy a house, it's going to be energy efficient, and there's going to be some guarantees in the local community that those things, will be there when they buy these homes. We get complaints all the time, Sam, where people have built homes that didn't meet certain standards, so this will help.
So what you're saying now is they're building a perfect home because it now has standards.
No,
no.
Quality workmanship is one thing, but we're meeting some minimal standards. And
enough said.
Phillips?
This applies to new homes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What if someone rehabs an older home?
Usually with our policy right now that they're exempt on additions, that we're just concentrating on the new homes because a lot of times it's almost impossible, say, 50, 60, 70-year-old farmhouse or existing house to bring it totally
mm-hmm.
up to code. So
I would hope that it stays that way because you're right.
Exactly. The original legislation when it was passed years ago, with
mm-hmm.
we had all the exempt additions out of that. This is new home construction and
mm-hmm.
commercial projects.
Right.
We have seen efforts to preserve some of the older structures in the county, and I know if these codes begin to apply to those older structures, folks will just start raising them, tearing them down.
Exactly.
And it would be a shame to have that happen. Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Anything else from Council? Thank you, Mr. Wright.
Thank
have
you.
A good day.
You too.
Thanks, Andy.
John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning.